PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PRWeb Podcast, and today it's my pleasure to be joined by Joseph Reed. Joseph is the founder of the newly launched website, RateYourHospitalStay.com. Joseph, welcome to PRWeb Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Please tell me a little bit about your newly launched website, RateYourHospitalStay.com, and what you offer there.
RateYourHospitalStay.com is a rating website that allows consumers to rate their experience while being hospitalized, therefore helping other people that may be considering hospitalization a transparent look into a hospital facility and the type of care that people are receiving. On the site, we're looking at rating areas of the admissions process, the facilities, the nutrition, nursing care. You know, how were your visitors and families treated, personal issues, and even up to the discharge process. You know, today, many hospitals, I know they're providing excellent care to people, but a lot of times we get so wrapped up in our job, it becomes so automatic that we forget that people maybe don't understand certain terminology. We forget to treat people with the utmost dignity and respect, or even just forget about the surroundings and how important they are to, you know, improved care and a faster recovery.
So, Joseph, why did you feel it was important to launch a site like this?
Well, I launched the site based on my own experience of being hospitalized. I have several hospitals in my general area that are all excellent facilities. I went to the one I thought was the best. When you arrive to this hospital, it's much like walking into a Ritz-Carlton or a five-star hotel. We've got soaring lobbies with marble and fountains. We've got even valet parking. Once you get beyond that lobby, however, it's a different experience. I found that I wasn't treated with the utmost dignity and respect. I found that the facilities, you know, weren't really conducive to healing. You know, the TV didn't work. Simple things like not explaining the food procedures or the nurses listening to my simple requests of closing the door tightly so I could have some privacy and some quiet time. Things like that that just, in my opinion, kept me from, you know, being really comfortable. And so the hospitals need to be aware of these things, and so what better way to do it than to give people a way to voice their opinion, both good and bad.
Great. And what can people do if they don't find a particular hospital on the site?
Well, we currently have over 4,500 hospitals nationwide on our site, but if somebody doesn't find a particular facility on our website, they can simply contact us via the contact page and let us know the name of the facility and where it's located. Just the city and state is enough. And within 48 hours, we'll have it added to the site and to send them an email so they can go back in and, you know, rate their experience. You know, rating experiences helps other people in choosing. And, you know, the more information we have, the better choices we can make.
Absolutely. So, Joseph, can you maybe explain how the process of rating a hospital on the site works?
Well, we do require registration with a valid email address just to keep the validity of the information, you know, accurate. The survey encompasses 45 questions. You know, from the question, you're going to rate that question either the experience was unacceptable, poor, fair, good, or excellent. Those items are then tabulated in to come up with an average score.
All right, great. And Joseph, once again, go ahead and share that website address and any other contact information for those who'd like to learn more.
We are at www.rateyourhospitalstay.com, and we can be contacted through the contact page or at area code 626-356-3231.
All right, great. I've been speaking today with Joseph Reed, founder of the newly launched website, RateYourHospitalStay.com, providing quite a valuable service to anyone who is staying at a hospital or maybe facing that prospect in the near future. Joseph, thank you so much for joining me on PRWeb Podcast. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to doing so again very soon.
Thank you for having me.
Produced by PRWeb, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit PRWeb.com.